Even in the news today,
categories of workers to receive NIB unemployment assistance under expanded program announced. Acting Financial Secretary Marlon Johnson stated that $48 million has been allocated to finance an expansion of the government's unemployment assistance programs administered by the National Insurance Board for workers that fall under four categories during a virtual press conference held on Wednesday. The four categories of workers will include self-employed tourism workers who remain unemployed and were receiving assistance prior to July 1st, Hurricane Dorian survivors who remain unemployed and were receiving unemployment assistance prior to July 1st, NIB contributors who are under 35 years old who were unemployed during the COVID-19 shutdown but did not meet the contribution threshold to receive a benefit, and for individuals who have maxed out their 13 weeks of eligibility under the Ordinary National Insurance Unemployment Benefit Scheme. This is Dequeanne Carroll for Global Impact News. Commonwealth of the Bahamas will observe its 47th independence under the theme, Pressing Onward, A Time of Hope, Triumph, and Transformation, this July 10th, and we are in the midst of preparing a spectacular national celebration, said Mark Humes, MP, chairman of the 2020 National Independence Celebrations Committee, during a press conference on June 30th. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the committee is preparing a four-hour made-for-television virtual independence program produced by Andrew Burrows that will air Thursday, July 9th. This made-for-television independence special will be in keeping with tradition and will feature a star-studded cast of young Bahamian sketch comedic artists who are making a splash all over social media, including YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. For this year's In Memoriam, special tribute and recognition will be paid to the victims of Hurricane Dorian and COVID-19. Start of the new budget year means its tax concessions take effect. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, the Honorable K. Peter Turnquest, said the start of the 2020-2021 budget year means that all the tax concessions included in the budget took effect yesterday, including the duty reductions on construction material and those put in place to stimulate the fishing and agricultural sectors. The expanded tax credit and tax deferral program also takes effect and will include all VAT registrants and not just those with an annual turnover of $3 million or more. Deputy Prime Minister Turnquest explained during a virtual budget education campaign wind-down press conference on Wednesday. He said the start of the new budget cycle means additional funding is now available to invest in small businesses, to maintain employment levels, and to expand the social safety net for displaced workers and other vulnerable Bahamians. The operations of school in 2020 and 2021 may face changes. Education officials are considering class rotations and limiting face-to-face instruction between teachers and students when the new school year begins, Minister of Education Jeff Lloyd said on Tuesday. However, these considerations will depend on the advice from health officials to contain the spread of COVID-19, Mr. Lloyd said. This includes enforcing social distancing guidelines and other hygiene requirements recommended by health officials. However, the minister said nothing has been finalized as discussions are still ongoing. The University of the Bahamas President Dr. Rodney Smith will not seek the renewal of his contract when it expires in August 2022, the university said. The announcement came after it surfaced that Smith is one of three persons being considered for the position of president of West Virginia State University. In a statement released on Monday, UB said the university is also advised that President Smith has begun the process of seeking employment elsewhere and may possibly leave the university before the expiration of his contract if he is offered a position and accepts the offer. Accordingly, the Board of Trustees will establish and convene a presidential search committee to lead the process of selecting a president to succeed Dr. Smith. The university community will be advised regarding the search process involving stakeholder representatives and timelines in short order. The historically black university, which is located in Institute, West Virginia, started its search for a new president in mid-January. A decision is expected to be made by July 13th.
Van, what's happening at this time traffic-wise?
With a look at traffic now, early morning commuting delays anticipated coming out of the south. They're all there with lengthy delays. It's a long, slow ride getting out of Gladstone Road, for example, onto JFK. But a lot slower getting out of Samalabala Highway. That northbound double carriageway is back solid, blocked. Traffic backed up more than half the route. So if you're in there, you know it's a slow ride out. Carmichael Road also heavier this hour. Got a slow ride getting out onto the Blue Hill Road intersection. Additionally, there's a slow ride getting over the hill on Blue Hill. Traffic is backed up on that merge into the Blue Hill and Independence Road roundabout. Elsewhere, still a relatively easy ride. You've got a few delays out there, mainly at intersections. You will encounter slow movement getting through the stop signs and traffic lights and roundabouts as you move about. This portion of the day, though, may be your best time for moving about due to the relatively low traffic count at the moment and how it grows throughout the day. This traffic report is a service of J.S. Johnson. If you want to get a month of auto insurance free, call J.S. Johnson at 397-2100. Ask about their 12-for-11 promotion. I'm VAAA with your eye and sky look at traffic, keeping a track of what's going on up there so you know exactly what to expect.
Thank you, Van Ferguson.
As we take a look, it's Thursday's weather outlook, and it's mostly sunny and hot with a chance of a few passing showers or isolated thunderstorms, becoming fair and warm at night with a chance of showers, mainly in the extreme northwest Bahamas, with a daytime high temperature of 92 degrees and an overnight low temperature of 79.
This is Dequan Carroll for Global Impact News. Have a great day.